भक्ति के
दिस वर्ड भक्तिम इन टेक्स्ट टू भक्तिम पराम उपगता मीन्स
भक्ति हो सकती है
दैट भक्ति कैन ओनली बी डन फॉर अम्बुजक्षने
भक्ति के लिए एक तो उपास चाहिए भगवान
फॉर भक्ति वन फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल देर नीड्स टू बी एन उपास्या द लॉर्ड भगवान
उपासक
the jiva
bhakti upasana
and bhakti upasana these three things
lekin jab kisi sadhak ko yah chunav karna ho
but when a sadhaka has to choose who to worship
ki hum kisse prem kare
who should I love
ki bhakti kare
whose bhakti I should do
sadgun sampann hai sab
who is complete full of all the sadgunas
param kripalu hai
param kripalu most merciful He is the one to be worshipped. Just like Lakshmi Devi, she rejected everyone and she accepted Vishnu Narayan as her husband. She found faults in everyone. She had the garland in her hand and she was thinking, who should I take shelter of? Who should I marry? Then all the demigods, all the rishis and munis who were before and who were going to come in the future, she rejected all of them. She found faults in all of them.
कई बार दोष निकाल रहे हैं
मेनी टाइम्स शी फाउंड फॉल्ट्स
किसी में
व्हाइल शी इज फाइंडिंग फॉल्ट शी इज सेइंग दैट सम ऑफ देम हैव टू मच ज्ञान नॉलेज बट दे हैव नॉट वन ओवर काम लस्ट
जब ब्रह्मा जी अपनी पुत्री के पीछे दौड़ गए
That Lord Brahma ran after his daughter, but only for a few seconds. That was actually Krishna's arrangement to show us that lust is such a difficult thing. We thought she is not of no use for me. What is the use of his knowledge? Then she thought of Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva has won over lust. Then she thought, see, yes, he has won over lust, but so many times he becomes very, very angry.
ये क्रोध को भी जीते हैं काम को भी जीते हैं भगवान शिव बहुत दीर्घायु हैं
एंड आल्सो द लॉर्ड शिवा हैज वन ओवर लस्ट ही हार्डली एवर गेट्स एंग्री एंड ही हैज वेरी लॉन्ग लाइफ स्पैन
इनका जो रहन सहन है
बट हिज लाइफस्टाइल इज ऑफ नो यूज
ये सब ढंग है
दिस इज नॉट गुड I would not be able to be near him. To live in a place where they burn dead bodies and to wear lion's skin and to put the dead And Lord Shiva never in his life, even once, he used a soap or makeup or lipstick. He puts only ashes on his body and that also ashes from the freshly burnt bodies. I have heard that in Ujjain, they offer to Mahakaleshwar in Ujjain, they offer every day fresh ashes from freshly burnt dead bodies. One day I went there and someone said, here this is Mahakaleshwar's prasad. I said, no, no, no. I offer my obeisances. I am not the adhikari. I have no qualification to wear this on my body. This is for Lord Shiva. I thought, just the thought that it's the ash of a freshly burnt dead body, and all the other devotees there, they were putting all over their body. There was a Kumbh Mela. I shivered. I did not touch. I said, no, this is only for Lord Shiva. This is prasad. It is pranamya. I will offer my obeisances. So the Lakshmi Devi, she rejected him also. He's not Shil Mangal. Shil Mangal means to be very sweet words to his wife, to always take care of her needs, to ask her what she needs and to speak to her in sweet words. All the Rishi Munis, she found those faults in them. They don't even know how to treat a woman. Markandeya and other rishis, they don't even know how to keep a wife happy. How can I choose them? You can question, one might ask a question that Hiranyakashipu and others, they're very expert at this, taking care of their wives. They know how to keep women happy. Then she says, yes, that's true, but this kind of people, there's no guarantee how long they will live. Dveshena akasmat mrityu sambhava. These people are envious of the Lord, they're dvesh, dveshi, and akasmat, all of a sudden they may die. If there is no guarantee when somebody will die, how I can live with them? In this way, in the commentary, there's so many people's names has come, and Lakshmi Devi, she rejected all of them. Only she chose the Kamal Nayan Lord Vishnu. She found faults in everybody. Also she found fault in Lord Mukunda also. When Lord was standing there at the time of churning the ocean in his four-armed form, when she was thinking and she thought, everybody has faults. He also has faults. She found a fault in him also. What is his fault? His fault is that he does not even care for me. He does not love me. He does not even want me. And all the demigods were looking at Lakshmi Devi. Please put your merciful glance on me. Please choose me. Lord Narayan, he was not looking at Lakshmi. He does not need anyone. He is completely self-satisfied. Lakshmi Devi thought, even though he doesn't desire to have me, but I want to be only the servant of his lotus feet. And she went up and put the garland in Narayan's around his neck. Lakshmi Devi is a good example. There is no question of choosing. The greatest goddess of wealth, the most fortunate woman, Lakshmi Devi, she has taught us and she has shown to us that actually one should do bhajan of Narayan, of Krishna, no one else. In every way he is complete. He is complete in everything. He is complete in wealth, beauty. His nature is very nice. He is always very kind. Even if his devotees make a mistake, he never chastises them. He never rejects them. He does not even say to them, "You made this mistake." The same Akrura, he had stolen the Shyamantaka money, the Shyamantaka jewel, and run away. And in the murder of Shatrajit, he was also involved. Kritavarma and Akrura together, they had given the suggested to they both had together instigated Sudhanva into murdering Shatrajit. He said, "You remember Shatrajit had promised to marry his daughter to you, but he didn't. And he married his daughter to Krishna. This Shatrajit is a very bad person. Why don't you kill him and take the Shyamantaka jewel?" Akrura was there and he even said, "Yes, kill him." Lord, at that time he was in Hastinapur, because at that time the Pandavas, the news came that Pandavas had been killed in the burning of that house of Lak. So Lord Krishna and Balaram had left to go to Hastinapur. And when Krishna and Balaram were not in Dwarka, that is when Akruji, he dared to do this. And that Satadhanva was a foolish person. He listened to these two, and these two said, "Don't worry, go, you kill Shatrajit, we are here for you." So he went, Satadhanva went, he killed Shatrajit and took the Shyamantaka gem. And he kept in his house. By then Satyabhama, she went crying to Hastinapur to tell Krishna what happened. And she said, "Like this happened, my father has been murdered." The Lord came to Dwarka. Lord came to Dwarka. Satyabhama had told him that Satadhanva has killed my father. So Krishna said to everybody, "Go look for Satadhanva. Where is he? He's killed my father-in-law." Satadhanva, he heard the news that Krishna Balaram are coming. Now he freaked out and he ran away, because he knew he was going to be killed. Because the ladies had seen that he was the one who had killed Shatrajit at night. And he's taken the gem. Krishna came to him and they found that Satadhanva did not have the gem. Actually, what happened, he had come to Kritavarma first and he said, "Look, on your saying I murdered Shatrajit, now please protect me, because Krishna Balaram are coming, please protect me. You had suggested to kill Shatrajit." So Kritavarma says, Listen. Be careful. Never in your dreams you tell anybody that I had something to do with it. I didn't know you'd be so foolish that people will see you and then Krishna Balaram will know. I have nothing to do with this. I did not tell you anything. I did not advise you anything. I'm out of the picture. Whatever you do now, you... Whatever you sowed, now you reap. He said, but you told me, he said, be quiet, nonsense, get out of here. How did I know that people will see you and Krishna Balaram will know? I'm not going to go fight Krishna Balaram. You have to die, don't you know? The whole world is controlled by him. Please get out of my house. He was now he got a straight answer from Krita Varma. Sripad Akhandananda Saraswati, he in his commentary he says, he says, Krita Varma, Krishna Balaram killed this, they killed Satadhanva and they could not find the gem anywhere. And what happened? Akrura, this greediness, he took the money, the gem, and he wrapped it in a cloth because it was giving an effulgence, or maybe he put it in his bag. And he went to his maternal uncle's house. He did not go to meet Krishna because gopis, they had cursed him. When he had first gone to Braj to bring Krishna Balaram, they had cursed him. They had cursed him that you will stay away from Krishna and suffer just like we are going to do. So he ran away to his maternal uncle's house. So he went that, and he was doing yagya with this Shyamanthaka gem. He was doing yagya, and so soon Krishna found out where the Shyamanthaka gem was, and he went to see him. He did not go to see him. He sent a letter and he called Akrura because he knew Akrura had some hand in this murder of his father-in-law Satrajit. Bhagavatam, as it is described, when Akrura arrived in Krishna's meeting, the house, the Lord said to Akrura, "My dear uncle, please, I have understood how all this has happened. But please believe me that I am not greedy after this Shyamanthaka gem. You keep the money, you keep the Shyamanthaka gem because you are using the gold in the Brahmana's service, sacrifice, you're doing yagya every day. You're feeding the Brahmana, so it should stay with you. But you please bring the Shyamanthaka gem and you show everybody here and you tell them how you got it. And what happened, all the history you tell them. Because I have a bad name, nobody believes me. Even my brother Balaram, he is having doubts that I stole it. He is thinking that all this has happened with the Shyamanthaka gem. Maybe Krishna did steal it after all. He was a thief before. So the Lord really... He really welcomed Akrura and he gave him so much respect. What I'm saying is that even a devotee makes mistake, like Akrura made such a big mistake, but Krishna never chastised him. Then Akrura, when he was, when Krishna said, he was so respectful, and Akrura said, yes, okay, I will bring the gem and I will tell the whole history. So he brought the gem. So he, Krishna asked, my dear uncle, how did you get this? So Akrura said, Sadadhanva, he came to my house, he threw it and he ran away. He says, why is it that he threw it in your house? He said, what happened? He told the truth. He said, me and Krita Varma, we had suggested to him that he go and kill Satrajit and take the gem. This was my mistake. I'm very sorry, I made a mistake. But what does Krishna say? He says, no problem. No problem. Everybody knows now how you got the Shyamantaka gem and that I am not responsible and I did not steal the gem. And he said, you keep the gem because you're doing yagya and feeding the Brahmins. Now, why would Akrura keep the gem? He then gave the Shyamantaka gem to King Ugrasena. But the Lord never ever chastised Akrura or rejected him. Always calling him Chacha Ji, Tat. When he had brought Krishna Balram from Braj in his golden chariot and he had not even said a word to pacify the gopis, then the gopis had cursed him that just as we are crying in separation for Krishna, in the same way, you will also be separated from Krishna and cry. Akrura should at least have pacified them and said, my dear daughters, don't cry. Just like I'm taking him away, I will bring him back. But he did not say anything. He thought, I will not say anything, whatever happens, because if I say something, they will not let them go. So he never said anything. This is the offense he made. So in this text too, Ambujekshan, the word includes everything. And he is the bhaktim param apugata. That bhakti can only be offered to Krishna and nobody else. And it is not possible. Only other living entity, there is no person that we can have param bhakti. In the commentary it's mentioned,
Bhagavati braje bhagavatta prakatan pare ambujekshane kamal nayane param bhakti utgata evam etad achintaya evam ka artha hai is prakar.
Evam means like this, etad means this. Achintaya means one that should be meditated upon.
Rath par baithe hain ek baar bhi ghodon ko ve haake nahi.
He is sitting in the chariot, not one time he pulled the reins.
Kyunki inka man jo tha pehle hi chala gaya braj mein.
Because his mind is already there, he is already there in Braj in his mind. The horses will go later. This chariot will reach later, but his man on the horses of Manorath, he is already reached Braj. Evam etad achintyat. In this way, he was thinking like this. Eva means in his, he is thinking about himself. In this text too, evam etad achintyat. In this way, he is thinking about himself. Text 3. This is the evam he is talking. I will see the Lord like this. I will see his lotus feet like this. This is the explanation of the word etad. Means this, as follows in text 3.
अपने विषय में जब सोचते हैं तो एवं और एतद जो डायरेक्ट यह सोच रहा है वो है भगवत संबंध.
When he is thinking about himself, it's एवं. And एतद is direct what he is thinking about the Lord. There's two मनोरथ he is thinking. One is about himself, one is about the Lord. He will only be thinking about Krishna. He will stop thinking about himself. In this way, achintyat, he thought. Text 3.
जब अद्य अहम केशवम द्रक्ष्यामि, आज मैं केशव को देखूंगा.
Today I will see Keshava.
और शिव के भी नियामक हैं.
Who is the Lord of Brahma and Shiva?
केशी दैत्य का वध किया.
Who has just killed Keshi demon? Who is the controller of Brahma and Shiva? Who has just killed Keshi demon? Although he was not aware that Krishna had killed Keshi demon, but here in this text 3 he is calling Keshavam. In this way, Saraswati Devi is giving him the intelligence to call him Keshava. Keshav also means one whose hair is very beautiful, one whose kesh is very beautiful. Or Keshav means one who knows how to decorate the kesh very nicely. Decorate the hair very nicely, Keshav. Millions and millions of people, they surrender to Krishna just by looking at the beauty of his hair. Each part of his body has amazing something important. Each part of his, all his angas can attract living entities. Even if somebody just looks at his hair, he will be delivered. So I will see Keshav today. What pious deeds did I do? To give some sukh to the living entities. To give some kind of happiness to the living entities. Tapa austerity, like tapa austerity of the vani, of the speech, of man, of the mind, of the body. So austerity of the mind, body, speech. To not give anybody any trouble from your speech or from your mind and from your deeds, that is austerity.
Anudrej karam vakyam. लेकिन मनुष्य को आप देखते हैं कैसा स्वभाव होता है, वो सोचता है कि हम दूसरे को कठोर बोलेंगे तब हमको कुछ राहत मिलेगा।
But you see how the this swabhav, the nature of the human beings is, they think that unless I speak some harsh words to somebody, I will not get any peace, able to breathe. Speak something harsh to somebody or blaspheme somebody.
कुछ लोगों का तो ऐसा स्वभाव है कि जब तक दूसरे की निंदा सवेरे शाम नहीं कर लेंगे तब तक लगेगा कि उनका कुछ खो गया
है। Some people are actually like that. If they feel that morning and evening they have not put anybody down, they have not blasphemed anybody, some ninda, they think they have not achieved anything in the day. Something has missing in their day. And their mind feels very empty. If they get to talk to somebody and criticize somebody, then they think, okay, now I have done something today. They feel relaxed.
किसी को कभी दुख देने वाला वचन मैं नहीं बोला हूँ। इसको परम तप कहता है। तो परम तप का अर्थ भक्ति उत्थान किया।
Never spoken harsh words to anybody. That's called param tap. Or also, param tapa means Bhagavat aradhanam lakshanam tapa. Param, the word param means that the tapa, the austerity is to please Vishnu. What have I done? Have I chanted the Lord's name? Have I done puja for the Lord? What have I done? I have not spoken against Him. What param tap I have done? Also, param word means bhadram too. Bhadram means good works. What austerity, charity, etc. I have done. Have I studied the Vedas or have I visited the places of pilgrimages? Have I dug wells? Have I distributed grains? What is the piety that I did by which today I am going to see Krishna? And then it came in his mind, Text 4. Then he said, no kind of tapasya, piety has that power that one can see Krishna. This is only possible by the mercy of some great pure devotee. This is to get a darshan of Krishna is only by the mercy of some sadhu. Then he says, or in the second line he says, what, sir, or he is thinking in the second line of text 3, or what kind of service, bhakti I have done for some pure devotee of Krishna. This is actually the most powerful way that one can see Krishna. If one actually wants to see Krishna, then he should know that he has to please the great devotees of the Lord.
पहले तो मन में ये इच्छा होनी चाहिए कि श्रेष्ठ साधुओं का आशीर्वाद मुझे मिले।
First of all, we should have this desire in our hearts that we should get the blessings of the best of the devotees. We should have this desire first of all, and then we should try to go and please these devotees. We should try to serve them. So when they're pleased and from their hearts, when they give blessings, that is the blessings that we need to have darshan of Krishna. That the Lord will appear to us in our hearts. Narad Muni had sent Dhruva Maharaj to go in Madhuvan and do tapasya and do bhajan. Actually, by doing his austerities, Dhruva Maharaj, he got the darshan of Krishna, but that was not the main cause. The main cause was the mercy of Narad Muni.
Narad ji ka anugrah hi mukhya tha. Narad ji chah gaye, unke hriday mein ichha ho gayi ki is bacche ko bhagwan milna.
Narad Muni was so pleased with him that he desired in his heart that this child should get Krishna.
Isliye mile bhagwan.
And that is the reason why Dhruva Maharaj got Krishna.
Ye mahad anugrah hai shakti.
This is the power of the blessings of a pure devotee.
अज्ञात दशा में ही किसी श्रेष्ठ व्यक्ति की सेवा होती है, साधुओं की सेवा होती है, तो उनके आशीर्वाद से व्यक्ति के हृदय में भगवान की भक्ति बढ़ने लगती है.
Even unknowingly, when we do some service to some devotee and he is pleased, then by Krishna's mercy, our devotion in our heart starts to increase.
अक्रूर जी कह रहे हैं कि मैंने किस योग्यतम पात्र को साधुओं की मैंने क्या सेवा की है.
Akrur is thinking, which sadhu, which pure devotee did I do some service? What service might I have done? That I will get Krishna's darshan. The fruit of getting the darshan of Krishna is so awesome, so great, that the sadhana must have been something like this, something very wonderful and great.
भगवान का दर्शन करूंगा.
That I will see Lord Keshava.
एवं शब्द के द्वारा व्यक्त हो रहा है. फिर मन में यह विचार आ रहा है.
Then in his mind, these feelings are coming in his mind.
मैं चल दिया हूँ मथुरा से ब्रज में, लेकिन भगवान मुझसे नहीं भेंट करेंगे.
Then he thought, I have already left Mathura to go to Braj. But the Lord will not want to see me. He is thinking. He says, already, actually, although I have left, but a sinful person like me, Uttama Shloka will not give me darshan. In the fourth, text 4. And in the fifth shloka he says, no, Achyuta will definitely give me darshan. When he is remembering the name in text 4, Uttama Shloka, then he is thinking, no, Uttama Shloka won't give me darshan. So durlab, I am so sinful. But then text 5, when he is saying, Achyut, then he says, yes, Achyut will definitely give me darshan. Text 4.
जन्म जस्य तस्य, किसी व्यक्ति का यदि शूद्र से जन्म हुआ है.
If a person is born from a low class shudra,
वेद का उच्चारण जैसे दुर्लभ है.
And for that person, it is almost impossible, having taken birth as a low-class Shudra, it is impossible for him to be chanting the Vedic hymns. Being a sinful person, it is so difficult to get the darshan of Uttama Shloka. He is calling himself in this text 4, Vishaya Atma.
और विषय का होता है राज्य.
Vishaya has two meanings. One is sense gratification and one is a kingdom. He is calling himself Vishaya Atma. In this way I have been absorbed in sense gratification, in enjoying the kingdom. But actually that was not, we should not think that Akrura was actually like that, absorbed in sense gratification. He's being very humble and he's thinking like that of himself. He was Parabhakti Upagata. He was a very great devotee of the Lord. But because he is so humble, he cannot think. He is actually thinking that he is Vishaya Atmana. He is very much a bhogi and he has been engaged in enjoying the kingdom and sense gratification. My whole life has gone like this. Vifale janam guainu. And I will not. How will I get the darshan of Uttama Shloka? In the beginning, all the way in the beginning, this is what he is thinking. He is giving an example. Just like a person born in a Shudra family, for him to vibrate the shlokas from the Vedas is very difficult. Very hard to achieve. In this durlab, in this way, it's Uttama shloka is very durlab for me. Why he is calling Krishna Uttam Shloka here? Brahma, Indra, Narad, etc. They are called Uttama. These Uttamas entities, Brahma, Shiva, Indra, etc., they are always chanting the Vedic hymns to glorify Uttama Shloka and the Supreme Lord with the very superior shlokas or prayers. And so he is called Uttama Shloka. But even Lord Brahma, Shiva, for them darshan is so durlabh, so difficult. What to speak of me? Because I am Vishayatma. Where as far as I can remember in my life, I have only been a helping Kamsa. I will not get darshan. When he is thinking about himself like this, it's complete complete disappointment. But then his feelings change. Text 5. Then he says in text 5, Ma evam. I should not think like this, not like this, he's saying to himself. I am most fallen. I am sinful, but still I will get the darshan of Achyuta, who is the infallible Lord.
Darshan
started to remember how he, now he started to remember how Lord has been merciful to so many living entities. When he started thinking of the Lord by the name Achyuta, he started remembering.
Mayuram mamadham asyati sradeva achyuta darshanam hriyamarah kalanadya kvachit karati kaschana.
It's not true that I will not get darshan of Krishna. Definitely I will get darshan of Krishna. Whose darshan I will get? Achyuta's darshan. Not Uttama Shloka's darshan. I will get Achyuta's darshan. When he was remembering Uttama Shloka, he was thinking, oh, how great is Krishna and how sinful I am. No, I will not get darshan. Now when he is thinking of the name Achyuta, then he is thinking, yes, the rath is, the chariot is going on like this and his mind is going on like this. The chariot is rolling on the ground, his mind is rolling all over the place. He's saying, I will get Achyuta's darshan. Achyuta means one who is never chyuta out of his for his greatness and his kindness and his mercifulness.
Kripa karne se bhagwan kabhi chyut ho hi nahi sakte, tab unki leelaen.
He is never chyut from being merciful, means he is never fails to be these things. He never chyuts to be these things. Now all his leela, previous leela started to come in his heart one by one. Just like Putana, he's remembering. What good sadhana, what Sukriti did Putana do? She went to kill Krishna. She had put poison on her breast. She went to kill him. But even she got delivered. So many different souls have been swept along. When devotees remember the merciful pastimes of Krishna, the devotees become so full of asha, so full of expectation from Krishna. Sometimes the devotees, they see themselves and they see, think how fallen they are, and they become so disappointed. No, I will never get darshan. And then as soon as they start thinking of the Lord's qualities, they become enthusiastic again. We should not think that our sadhana will give us Krishna. The Lord's mercifulness and Lord's qualities, He Himself will give us Krishna for any living entity. Those who are very proud of their sadhana, they do not actually get Krishna. Akrura is meditating on this quality of Krishna. Srila Jiva Goswami writes commentary on this second line of text 5. Kvachit rati kaschana.
Naam sanket naam grahadav.
He says,
kvachit, kisi sthiti.
In any condition,
chal ajamiladi. Kis sthiti mein ajamil paar ho gaya.
In what kind of condition did Ajamil get delivered? Was he fit to be delivered?
संकेत नाम ग्रहणा दो संकेत नाम अपने पुत्र का नाम
he did संकेत नाम he did not even call कृष्णा he was calling his son
मरने की हालत में अजामिल था पुत्र का नाम लिया
अजामिल was dying and he called his son's name नारायण नारायण
और उसी पर भगवान के पार्षद आ गए
and in a moment the lord's four parshads came and he got delivered there is no guarantee when somebody will get mercy of krishna and when they will be delivered
bhagwan ki kripa ho chuki hai anyatha kaun se jaisa
and I can see that I have gotten the mercy of krishna otherwise serving sinful person like kamsa how I could be qualified to see krishna
jao braj mein ये कैसे हो सकता
है? How can Kamsa order me go to Braj and bring Krishna? How is it possible?
अपने में देख रहे हैं जो कंस हमें बांध करके रखा था वहाँ और जो कंस भगवान का द्रोही है आज मुझको रथ दे रहा है
That same Kamsa who had tied me up in Mathura and who's a enemy of Krishna today he is giving me his golden chariot. And he says, go, 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 go quickly. Go quickly to Braj, he's saying. When an enemy like Kamsa is sending me to Braj, that is Krishna's mercy. He is doing this through Kamsa's heart. He has made Kamsa think of him to send me to bring him. This is actually Krishna's complete mercy to me. Srila Jiva Goswami and Sanatan Goswami give a commentary on this verse. Sometimes we see that some person has not done any sadhana and he is hanging around Vrindavan and he gets Krishna. It's called kvachit. Sometimes. I have read a story in Padma Purana that there was one man, he was taking his buffalo cart. He was driving his buffalo cart and at one time this buffalo hit him with his horn. So this driver of the buffalo cart, he fell down. So when he fell down, by some coincidence, he fell on top of a tulsi plant. So that was time of his death. He was Yamadutas had come to get him, but when they saw that he fell on a tulsi plant, they jumped backwards and they didn't know what to do. How will they be able to pick him up and take him? And there Yamaraj had ordered them to go and bring this man, but because he had fallen on a tulsi plant, they did not dare touch him.
किसी तरह से तो हटे वहां से तब लेकिन जब वो मारा तब भी तुलसी पर सटा हुआ था इसलिए जमराज के दूध जाकर जमराज जी से कहे कि ऐसी ऐसी बात हो गई और
So then the Yamadutas, they went to Yamaraj and they told him, look, this is all that happened. We went to get him, but he fell on a tulsi plant. His body is stuck to the tulsi plant. So Lord Yamaraj said, never mind, just leave him alone. Later Garuda came and took him away. This is a true story. It's in Padma Puran. how and when the Lord will be merciful to a living entity? Nobody knows.
Kaschana karta aur kwachit parastiti.
Kwachit kaschana.
Is parastiti mein kaun Bhagwan ko pa jayega, koi theek nahi rehta. Bhagwan ki kripa kaise ho jayegi?
In what situation, how one will get Krishna, nobody can tell. How one will get the mercy of Krishna, we never know.
Jiva Goswami ji punah likhte hain, kwachit.
So Jiva Goswami writes again.
Abhimukh gamanad.
Kwachit.
Keval Bhagwan ke samne koi aa jaye, bas upar ho jata hai.
If somebody comes just in front of Krishna, but he will get delivered.
Putana bhi.
Just like Putana, etc. Putana, he says, did not do any sadhana. But kwachit, in some way, somehow or other, she came in front of the Lord. That's all that happened. And when she came, the Lord was merciful to her. How much was He merciful? That He took her and He gave her the position of His mother in Vrindavan. This kind of siddhi, a great yogi is their desire for. Uddhava is telling Vidura that siddhi, that great yogi's desire, that siddhi Shishupal got with no endeavor. And Putana, the Lord gave her Matri Gati. Who can be more merciful than Krishna? We have seen that even those who do not do sadhana, they have achieved Krishna. So I will also get Krishna. He is remembering the qualities of Lord Krishna and he is getting some hope for himself.
अन्यथा इतिहास बता रहा है कि पुतना ने कोई साधन नहीं किया, शक्तासुर ने कुछ भी साधन नहीं किया.
Otherwise, history is telling that Putana, Bakasur, Shakatasur, they all did not do any piety.
Kaliya,
etc.
किसी तरह से भगवान के निकट पहुंच गए.
Somehow or other, they reached Krishna, near Krishna. They all had gone.
जैसे काली तो कुछ नहीं किया.
Someone was just lying around in Prabhu's Leela Dham, like Kaliya. Kaliya did not do anything.
बल्कि बहुत दुख दिया था.
Rather, he tortured the Brajvasis, the cows, gave them so much suffering.
बहुत से जीव मर जाते थे. ऐसा भागवत में वर्णन है कि कालिये दह उसके विष की ज्वाला से.
So many animals and people were dying because of the fumes, poisonous fumes coming from him. And the birds that used to fly over the Jamuna, they would just burn and fall dead into the Jamuna. And all the trees around Jamuna were dead. He was so poisonous, so dangerous. Just for feeling the air that's coming from Jamuna, from this Kaliyab, the birds flying, they would just shrivel up and die. And the trees also. But even him, the Lord gave him his lotus feet. What to speak of anyone else? Even the wives of Kaliya, they were so surprised. For that dust of whose lotus feet, Lakshmi Devi is doing so much tapasya. fasting. So many niyam, so much vratas she is doing. Vrida, vrita. And she did not get. They said, the wives of Kaliya, they said, and Lakshmi Devi, after all these tapas, she did not get Krishna's dust from his lotus feet. What did our husbands do? What did our husband do? That he got the touch of your lotus feet on his heads. Nothing. He did not do anything. This is the nature of Krishna. He can be merciful to anybody, anytime. Therefore, through the scriptures, we must understand, we must learn Krishna's nature and his qualities. Akrura, in this way, he is remembering the qualities of the Lord. When I will see him. Just like in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami has said that one who gets the sprout of the bhav in his heart. We see these 9 symptoms in that person, and one of them is asha, asha bandhan, that he gets. He gets hope. They have this hope and very strong hope that I will get Krishna, I will get Krishna, I will get Krishna. This hope, they never lose this hope. On this, Sanatana Goswami, he has spoken one verse. He says,
"Na prema sranadi bhakti rapiva yogo thava vaishnava jnanam va subhkarna va kiyadapi sajjati rapyastiva hina thadhika sadhake paitatha ached mula sati he gopi janvallabha yathayate ha ha
Srila Sanatana Goswami says, "Hey Gopijan, Ballav, O life of the Gopijanas, I have no love for your lotus feet. I have no Shravan Kirtan Adi Bhakti. I have no love, I have no bhakti, neither did I take shelter of any Vaishnavas. I have no gyan. I have not learned anything from the Shastra. I have no Shubha Karma, no auspicious deeds I have done. I have not given in charity, etc. I have not done anything. Hey Gopijana Vallabha, I have this hope that I will have you, that you will give me mercy. This hope, this feeling is not going from my heart. When I see myself, I see that I have not done anything. But when I see you, then I have this hope that you will give me mercy. Why? Because you are hinarth sadhak. A person who wants very little insignificant artha, he is called hinartha.
Hinartha chahta hai, thodi cheez chahta hai, lekin Bhagwan usko bahut adhik dete hai. Bhagwan kisi ki iksha ko nahi dekhte hai, kitni iksha hai.
The Lord does not see how much a person is desiring, but He sees Himself, how much He has to give, how much strength He has to give. If the person who is begging, desiring, if he does not have the intelligence to beg or desire the right thing, you think Krishna will not know what to give him? Krishna always sees his own position. Therefore, everyone should go to Krishna for everything. Whether he is going with material desire, then still he should go to Krishna only. This is the greatness of the Lord. When He sees the fallen conditioned souls, He does not give according to their desire. He gives them a lot more than what they desire. In fifth canto, that shloka Narad Muni has said, it is also true that if somebody goes worships Krishna with some material desire, Krishna also fulfills their material desire.
He
doesn't just give them their material desires, he also gives them his lotus feet. And those who are nishkam bhaktas, he gives them himself. And those who are sakam bhaktas, he gives them what they want, and he also gives them himself. The Lord thinks that He is doing my bhajan, but He is not asking for amrita, He is asking for poison. He is foolish. He is foolish. He is asking for poison. Why should I give him poison? I'll give him my lotus feet. I want to give him my lotus feet, my charanamrit, and having that, he will forget the poison. This is his nature. He is so merciful. Akrura is remembering all this. Surely the Lord will not look at my sadhana because I have not done anything. I hope he will not think that I am the messenger of his enemy. No. He lives in everyone's heart. He will understand my feelings. I have lived with Kamsa. But I am not Kamsa's, I am Krishna's. He will understand. His Akrura is thinking like this.
Here,
he is giving a very very beautiful idea. Kriyamana. Being pulled along. Sometimes you see in the river, there's when it's rainy season, there's some little sticks or grass, etc. Those that live near the river, and they will be able to understand. Sometimes these pieces of wood, without any hard work, just by the flow of the river, they come to the shore. When this river is flowing from one direction to another, and a sideways breeze is blowing, then many of these pieces of wood and sticks will just come to the shore and stick to the shore. Even though with so much speed the water is flowing, and these sticks and things are just flowing down the river with so much speed, still by some sideways wind they come across to the shore. We have seen so many times. We have so many times these pieces of wood come flying with so much speed, and sometimes people try to pick them up. When the wind comes from the sideways, then the... By this, it is proven that the conditioned soul is so dependent. He's being swept along the river in the time, river of time, and may sometimes reach the shore. According to his karma, he has taken his birth, and he is enjoying or suffering heat and cold and hunger and old age, etc. And he does not know that he's just flowing down this river of time, and there's no guarantee if he gets some mercy and he gets a push from some side wind, like maybe he gets to attend some temple program or some Bhagavat classes. He will be able to reach over this river of material ocean, this material ocean, and he will be able to cross to the other shore. No one knows where one may get the mercy, in what place, by Naam or by Prasad, when, how one may get mercy, it is not, no one can tell. Only Krishna knows. This piece of wood is flowing down from the Himalayas, but there's no guarantee where he will reach the shore, maybe in Kanpur or Bengal. Nobody knows. We are also flowing in a river like this. Akrura is calling it Kal Nadi, the river of time. How the Kal time is controlling. Now if we see, it is 2002. Dates are changing, days, months, years are changing, our bodies are changing. Families are changing. Today he has taken birth here, tomorrow he may take birth somewhere else. Nobody knows. He is going down the river. First he was in some other body, now he is in this body. He is getting hunger, thirst, insult, glories. This is called Kal Nadi, river of Kal. But he can still somehow, by the mercy of Krishna and his devotees, he can come to the shore. Although Jiva Goswami has given two examples, Putana Adi, Ajamil Adi. Did Ajamil ever think that he will get Narayan? Did he ever even imagine he was so sinful? Did he ever imagine that he should worship Narayan? He was 88 years old, the whole life gone in sinful and activities, and he was so attached to his tiny little newborn son. Sorry, 5 years old. He's 80 years old, and he was 85 years old, and his child was 5. So when he was 80, he must have begotten that son. This is not the time to beget children when you're 80 years old. And therefore he was very attached to his son. He used to play with him all the time. By some sanjog, by some special mercy, he named his child Narayan. And from the very beginning of this child's life, he was chanting Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. One time he said Narayan, all his previous sins were nullified. And after that he said so many times Narayan. Narayan, did you eat? Narayan, come to my lap from your mother's lap. First time when the child got his name ceremony, he said, Narayan, come to my lap from your mother's lap. At that moment, so many lifetimes of his sins became burnt to ashes. In this, suppose there is some room or a cave in which 400 or 500 thousands of years there was darkness. Suppose you put electricity in that cave and you put a bulb and you put the switch on. Will the light say, I will take a long time because this cave has been in the darkness for lakhs of years? Can he say that? As soon as the switch is on, the darkness is gone. This is the switch.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare.
In that person there could be no more sin. It is not just from this body, but from so many thousands and millions of his previous lives, all his sins are burnt by Krishna's name.
Aho vatasva pachoto gariyan jajji huagre vartate naam kutya.
Mata Devahuti is saying, in Srimad Bhagavatam, on whose tip of whose tongue is only once is your lotus name chanted. That Swapach dog eater is very great. And what to speak of those who are chanting all the time? They have read all the Vedas, they've been to all the places of pilgrimages, they've done all the yajñas. This is the effect of Lord's name. Ajamil did not have knowledge of any of these things. He was lying on his deathbed and he saw Yamdutas and he became afraid. And he started to call his child with great affection. In that state, Lord's Parshadas, they came. This is called, as in text 5, Kwachit Rati Kaschana. He was taking the name of the Lord unknowingly and he became delivered. In this way, just by Nama Bhas, if a person becomes delivered, he gets mukti, then what? Why not me? I am his servant. I consider him my Ishtadev. For years and years I have worshipped him. Then why he won't give me darshan? When Ajamil can get his darshan, why I can't? Whereas Akhura was just to have Krishna's darshan, he was serving Kamsa only so that he can one day get Krishna's darshan. And Putana. Each of these kathas are so large, and in the Bhagavatam there is so many examples are given. How the Lord was merciful. Putana did not do any tapa, any sadhana, any charity. Rather, she went to kill Krishna with the poison. But the Lord is bound with his sweet nature. Just like we see in this world, everyone has their nature, and usually they cannot change their nature. And then the Lord's nature, nobody can change his nature. Somebody may come to kill him, to fight with him, but his nature of being merciful, he is bound by it. He made Putana his mother. Started drinking milk, then he started drinking milk. His tamas, his demoniac body was given up and she got entered into Krishna's Nitya Leela as his mother. Putana did not know that she is going to Krishna and she will become his mother. Rather, she was going to kill him. Somehow or other one should go in front of Krishna. Even unknowingly. Someone who is not doing any sadhana but he's come to Vrindavan. Just by coming to Vrindavan, he will get Krishna. There is no doubt of this. This is the effect of the dham. And there are hundreds and thousands of shlokas to glorify this dham of Vrindavan dham. There is a book called Vrindavan Mahima Amrita. When that topic will come, I will speak from Hari Sauri Prabhu's commentary, something on the glories of Vrindavan. He has spoken so much on this dham. Just to come to this dham is a very great bhakti. This is the natural position. One enters Vrindavan, they will see Yamuna, they will see Govardhan, they will see so many sadhus and devotees. They'll see so many deities. Somebody may accidentally reach Vrindavan, so this raj, braj raj, the dust from Vrindavan and the water from different kundas, they have their own effect on somebody. In Braj Raj, there is so much Krishna Prem Bhav in Braj Raj.